5:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve. It is hot. Still checking in. All right, not quite 95 like it was an hour ago, but 93 is toasty. Even I have to concede that 93 is toasty. Something's going to happen on Monday that has not happened in years. The sheriff of the city of Richmond is going to appear on this show. I'm actually looking forward to it. No, I really am. Antoinette Irving is the sheriff of the city of Richmond. I think she's done a terrible job. Not going to lie about it. I will be nice. I will be polite. I will be professional. I always am. But I'm not going to sit here and pretend that I think she's done a good job. Just the opposite is true. She's done a terrible job. I think the Richmond City Sheriff's Office is, at best, on life support. I don't see how it can survive. I don't see how it can survive. But, we'll see. We'll see. I mean, that's all I could tell you. She'll be on, and Bill Burnett is going to be on as well. There are a lot of issues that need to be addressed. And she was on this morning with my friend Rich Herrera, who hosts Richmond's Morning News. And Rich had a very long segment with her. What are we clocking at? 27 minutes. That's a long time. It's a long time. A lot was discussed. And I gave Jeremy the duty here, which is why, you know, I said yesterday that like the Hanover County School Board, if we could vote to increase our own salaries, many of us would. Oh, you didn't hear about that? Yeah, the Hanover County School Board the other night had a unanimous vote to double their own salaries. That's a good gig right there. They went from $8,000 a year to $17,500 per year because they voted for it. God, Jerm, I don't know about you. I've been voting here by myself all day, saying that I deserve more. Nothing. I mean, Heidi did come back, though. That was a gift. I had to venture down to the airport last night. Heidi is back from her latest musical adventure. And we are, all kidding aside, very, very happy to have her home. Clean clothing is beginning to pop up, which is great. And her face, her smiling face, is now being seen around the house as well. So that's good. But I would like a pay raise. Wouldn't you? Everybody would. I know anybody who thinks, oh, no, I'm fine. Jeremy, I said yesterday, if it was put to a vote, whose salary should be doubled, as much as I could use another dollar here or there, I would vote to double Jeremy's salary. Jeremy, and Jerm, don't get all, goofy about this. Don't get your head get too big. But Jeremy, I will just state for the record, one of the finest producers that I have had in 34 years of this goofy business. So Jeremy absolutely deserves more. And if I got the vote, I would vote to do that. All right. But Jeremy, as an example, got this duty today to listen to all 27 minutes of this conversation and then pull out some of the pieces that needed to be examined on a more closer basis. So we have some of them this afternoon. I'm trying to get through all of them. Let's go down the list here. Jerm, let us start. Oh, and let me remind everybody. I think I did. But this is Antoinette Irving, the sheriff of the city of Richmond. She was on Richmond's Morning News this morning with Rich Herrera. Cut number one.
Now, thank you for the question. I feel that we have done good work over here at the sheriff's office. Our programming, we're working from crime inside out. We're trying to make sure that the individuals that are inside of our facility are prepared and ready to go back into the community. We're working on their mindset. We're working on their trauma. We're working on their mental health. We're working on their medical conditions. We're working on those things. We're also working on vocational education, which is a really big thing for us, to ensure that individuals are able to go back into the community and be successful and be a part of our economic development, start their own jobs. We have forklift training, CDL training, cosmetology, and barbering. Those are our biggest vocational programs. Also, we do our academic educational programs to help individuals to do their GED and also get college education. So we want to make sure that we can complete the whole person, as well as ensure that the individual is able to get back with their family and reunite and be better for their family, better for their community. And we're really working on individuals and trying to figure out where their traumas were and making sure we can work on their substance addiction. So there are a lot of things that we've done, and we're growing on that. And I believe that we can continue to grow our people here in the community and make sure that folks are ready to go back into the community and be successful.
All right, it's a great campaign pitch. Make no mistake. It really is. She just said all of the right things. The problem is those things are not really being done. It's just that simple. I mean, it really is. It is just that simple. And one of the big reasons that these things are not actually being done is because the staffing is so pathetically low. She does not have the staff. The Richmond City Sheriff's Office does not have the staff consistently to do any of those things. They're all admirable things. But she states them as if they are actually occurring, and you would be hard-pressed to find that happening. All right, she's going to explain the office of the sheriff, as I understand it. Cut number two.
Absolutely. And he is absolutely correct that we are responsible for the jail here and the individuals that are inside, the safe keep, making sure that they are get the medical treatment and the mental health services that they need, and to make sure that the building is safe and that all of the individuals that come that we come in contact are safe, as well as the courthouse. We have jurisdiction over the courthouse to ensure that the individuals that have business in the courthouse are safe and well. And able to conduct their business. We do transports, whether it's medical transports or transports for individuals that may have some mental health concerns, as well as making sure that the civil process for the city of Richmond is served and the surrounding areas for our residents here. But what we do is we're trying to make sure that that we can upgrade our security measures. And we've been working really hard on that. We have body scanners here to ensure that we can keep as much stuff out of the building as we possibly can with our contraband that flows back and forth, as well as to ensure that individuals understand the importance of what the rules are and how to gain control of themselves and what their behaviors are. So we have a population of over 500, and the majority of our individuals are here for violent crime. So we're trying to change the mindset and also work to ensure that they understand who they are and the things that go on around them.
Interesting. What that has to do with anything, I don't know. I can tell you again that folks who are in and out of the courthouse, including the judicial folks, are of the belief, as they have shared with me, that it is not a safe environment. The working relationship between the sheriff's office and other local law enforcement agencies is essentially non-existent at this point. The manner in which members of the Richmond Police Department are treated when they have to interact with the sheriff's office is absolutely appalling. Once again, the lack of staff. She cannot attract people to work at the sheriff's office, and she seems to have a real tough time keeping anybody working there. You heard in an earlier clip, we're giving them socks now. It is not outrageous for a law enforcement agency to provide a uniform. In fact, I would dare say that the vast majority of agencies provide the uniform. That's not anything that you should be jumping up and down and celebrate. Oh, we're giving them a uniform. Of course you are. That's part of what happens. But if you really are at a point that you have to give someone a pair of socks to be able to come to work as a deputy sheriff for the city of Richmond, then I would offer yet again that perhaps you are not attracting the right applicants. We'll talk more about that. She did talk a little bit about staffing and retention. We're going to get to that in a moment as well. If you did not hear the full interview, it happened this morning with Rich Herrera, Richmond's Morning News. You can do that by going to WRBA.com. While you're there, let me remind you to download and listen to the full conversation I had with Tony Pham. Tony Pham is known to many people for many things, but he did feel compelled to weigh in on what is seen as the abomination that is today the Richmond City Sheriff's Office. And Tony knows a thing or two about the Sheriff's Office, having worked at the Richmond City Sheriff's Office for Sheriff Woody. And he knows a thing or two about properly managing and operating a jail, because he did that with the Virginia Peninsula Regional Jail. 515, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.